Have you ever noticed how your birth chart looks completely different depending on whether you use tropical or Vedic astrology?
In tropical astrology, the one most people know in the West, your chart is tied to the seasons and the position of the sun on the spring equinox.
But in Vedic or sidereal astrology, the chart shifts with the actual constellations in the sky, so your sign might change entirely.
That's why you might feel more connected to one chart than the other. One reflects how you see ourselves here on Earth, while the other roots us in cosmic things.
So, which one speaks to you? Do you resonate with the personality focus of tropical or the soul's karmic lessons of Vedic?
And here's the real question. What's holding you back from exploring it? Let's talk about it. And if you're wondering whose voice has been dropping the cosmic questions, that's me, Lonnie.
And I'm Serenity, the one nudging you toward the stars. Let's dive in. Welcome to High Vibes and Hazy Thoughts.
Take my hand.
Okay, so we're here in our next episode of High Vibes and Hazy Thoughts. So excited about our podcast about astrology. It's been a minute since Serenity and I have been able to get together to do this particular podcast, but I'm so excited that we finally have been able to find our times matching and getting us back together. So much stuff happening out the astrology world that has kind of influenced our ability to get together to come back to this, that it's just so fitting that we're coming to back.
Oh yeah,
and this episode
and the way that we are too, it seems like right before we try to do a podcast, we're always like, for the first 2 weeks, we're just learning what we're going to talk about with the podcast. So I just feel like the stars has aligned with us to teach us a couple lessons about our astrological selves, modern and Vedic alike.
That's right, exactly, which I'm so excited that we're gonna be doing this one. And just like a little bit of what about astrology in general, right? So we know that astrology, there are so many different kinds of astrology that's out there today, and you might not know all of them, mostly because here in the West, we really only look at one, and that's the tropical one. But there are so many other different kinds that help us understand ourselves and how our personality and how our energy reacts, feels during different situations that happen within our life. So for this, though, we're really wanting to kind of compare just two in particular, and that's the tropical, which is what we know in the US and here in the West, and Vedic, which is actually has been kind of created, really more towards the Asian. India has really been a major part of who kind of created this way of reading the charts.
Yes. And so we'll only be talking about, you know, tropical and Vedic, but there's so much more. Lonnie took so many different types of notes on which kind. There's electional astrology, horary astrology, and we don't have knowledge like that. There are people for that are very well educated, and hopefully one day we can invite them on the podcast to help us understand why, you know, and where and how and what, because I most of the time when I'm looking at this, I don't understand, like, and it's because, you know, I'm just ignorant in that aspect, you know, and that's why we're on the podcast today.
Learning. This is giving us an opportunity to learn. But that's what we've always been saying here on our podcast, is that we're here to learn. We're here to learn with you. We're here to bring this up to help us and help our audience as well.
Encourage you guys to go and search it up yourselves and learn about all the ways where you use your tropical astrology and which situations and where you use your Vedic astrology. And yeah, we're going to go into all of that. There you go.
Woohoo!
I think that was perfect.
So excited.
So excited. That was good. Then cue the music.
Can you feel my heart feel?
All today, like we said, we're going to be going into tropical and Vedic astrology. So I'm going to kind of go over tropical, and then I'm going to have Lonnie go over Vedic a little. So with tropical, you use tropical to understand your inner landscape, your inner world, how you go about things, you know, emotionally. So, you know, if your moon is in Taurus in your modern sign, but then it changes to Sagittarius, or they're not even aligned, but what's next to Taurus? Aries. But it changes to Aries and your Vedic. How you go about it with your tropical is going to be very, very different. It's still the same thing, but it's going to be used in a different way.
Mm-hmm. And when we're looking at Vedic, it is about exploring your external life path. So we're looking at your career, the timing, the relationships that you have, those karmic lessons, and the spiritual growth that you're coming into. So this shows you what you are meant to experience and learn in this outer world of today. So really looking at not just the 3D, but we also want to look at what you're trying to learn as well in the 5D, right? So we're kind of going into that spiritual realm. But all of that, you know, can come together as well through numerology. But here we're going to look at the astrology effect of how that is in our external world and what we're here to learn.
Yes. And be sure, you know, reflect on where they align and where they are different and integrate those insights together and try to, you know, navigate how or learn about yourself, how you navigate in your inner world with the tropical and how you go about things with your Vedic. And I feel like, you know, kind of what Lonnie was saying, and is that Vedic touches on your external experience with the world. So where your internal, you know, emotional state may look different from how you deal with it on an external perspective. And I had just used to think it was just, you know, because I was into tropical astrology, but now I was into it, but then I learned about Vedic, and I was really stubborn about Vedic. I'm a Taurus moon. I was really, really stubborn about Vedic astrology, where I would tell people like, no, like Vedic only. And this is where, you know, I'm kind of learning too. So, you know, I'm learning that it's both, and it's just how you experience it. And, you know, my big three doesn't change at all. Lonnie's does. She will go into that. If your big three changes, please let us know.
Yes, let us know. It's pretty wild.
It's intense because she's a triple earth sign, and then she changes to a triple fire sign.
Dude, it's insane. Earth and fire. Thank you.
Such a opposite, you know, but it's duality too. You know, like earth and fire, they do work very well together. They're known to be like very compatible in general. So it's almost like you're polar opposite personalities are so compatible at the same time. So it's a good thing in a lot of ways that she doesn't have to struggle too much with the differences in herself. But that's the beautiful part about it too. And we're going to get into, you know, kind of our charts and how we resonate with one or the other, or if we feel like we resonate with Vedic more. And, you know, like we said, just make it your story. We're going to make it ours, and we're just going to give it to you guys and let us know.
Just so that you can see how it resonates and how we're looking at it, right? Because, you know, everything that we're doing here on this podcast are all tools. And this is just another tool to add to your belt, is how you can be able to come to your true power, right? We're blending the lenses to embrace our whole self. So we're looking at everything that we've talked about in the past already, even when we're looking at human design, we're looking at astrology, we'll be looking at numerology. All of these help you and bring tools so that you can help heal inside and out your mind, understand your destiny, so that, you know, we can have this amazing, loving experience here on Earth.
Yes. And I really do like that you said, you said something a second ago, blended lenses.
Yes.
Blending lenses. I love that, because both applies at the end of the day.
So for you.
So what we have here, and I think I think Serenity put it perfectly just now when we were kind of on our little break there, is we have like these little prompts that I think would really help you guys, because it's helped us in how we see the differences and the similarities between tropical and verdic. And it really will help you as it's helped us in understanding ourselves. So we're going to start with the first one, which we'll start with tropical astrology, right? So the prompt is shows your inner self, emotions, and personality patterns, right? So we discussed, and we're going to start with me. So.
We're going to start with you.
There we go.
You're good at leading.
So for me, I have my sun and my ascending is Virgo. So that's what they call a double Virgo. And then I have my moon in Capricorn. I have to say, this is one of the things that I've always resonated with, right? And this is my inner self. And I totally see that. Like when we compare the two between tropical and verdic, I see the difference now. I can see how they work together, actually. So in my inner self, being a Virgo, everything is in its place. Everything is organized in my brain. It really comes into play, especially with what I do for work. I'm a developer, right? So with that, my brain thinks in patterns. My mm-hmm. brain thinks, which was what we just said, personality patterns, right? Everything is organized, right? But when we look at my verdic, which maps my external life path, karma, and major life events, I am a Leo sun and a Leo ascending. Mm-hmm. Now we're looking at I'm a double Leo, right? So it's just funny that we're going from two earths to two fires and being double in both. Mm-hmm. So when we look at that and we think about a Leo, right? So Leos are outgoing. We shine. We're, you know,
rambunctious, chaotic, right? Goofy. Yes,
exactly.
Childlike.
And it's so funny because that is how a lot of people see me. Mm-hmm. When people see me, they're like, they kind of take aback going, "You're a Virgo?" I'm like, yeah.
I was definitely taken aback when I found out she was a Virgo.
Because when I'm out there, that's how I am. I love being playful. I love doing lots of fun things. So I totally see how they both work together and how they come together, and it makes who I am. Because a lot of people, you always hear them talking about the non-healed Virgo and the healed Virgo, right? Or you'll hear about a non-healed Leo and a healed Leo. We have certain traits that are not necessarily the best traits that are nice. So I know as a non-healed Virgo, I could be very mean and hateful with my words. I know that I could be like, you are absolutely incorrect and I am absolutely right. And I feel like as I
damn
started,
you Virgos.
That's right. No, dude, like that is for real. Like that was like, I know I have hurt some people because I
really give it to you.
Yes, because seriously, I know I've hurt a lot of people, and I've apologized, and
well, sometimes we you gotta on. Be a little mean though. I feel like that's what Virgos teach us too. Sometimes you gotta.
Sometimes you gotta really show a person the how to respect, how to be a certain way, and if they don't get it the first time, I'm gonna come at you.
That's what Virgos are here to teach us, guys. Don't forget it.
But I know as I've learned and I've healed a lot of trauma and a lot of things, I'm coming to the realization that my Leo now is able to shine. Like I can see that. I've always been one who is always like to stand in the back of the room and let everybody else shine. Mm. But as I've healed and I'm allowing that Virgo aspect of me, I am able to shine more. I am able to be that playful person with people I don't know. That part of me would always come out with people that I know very easily, but now I can bring it out to people I don't know.
That just hit so hard just now. That made so much sense what you just said. Like in order, so you're tropical, your inner world, your inner emotions and your personality patterns, like it's very internal, it's very emotional. So after you heal, you know, you're very emotional, very, you know, inner self with your tropical astrology. So with me, I'm a Leo. After I healed that, you know, but I'm still a Leo by either way. But with her, after she heals her Virgo, she's finally, her Leo is able to come out and be that playful spirit. But if she wasn't able to heal her Virgo, I don't think her Leo would have space to shine ever.
Right. Exactly. That's the way that I look at that. Because yes, if I've, you know, and that is another piece of a Virgo, is that we're very protective of ourself and our circle. And we, you know, you always hear that, right? If you know a Virgo and you know them well, you know all of their funny stuff. But if you don't,
Virgos are hilarious,
right? And it's like, but the Leo really wanted to come out and shine to everybody. Mm-hmm. And I was not able to do that until I was able to heal my fears, my anxieties. I was able to heal that and really understand it so that I can move forward in being able to be on this Leo's path.
But it took you having to open your heart up to your Virgo nature and your Virgo inner world in order for you to truly, I mean, that's what happens. You know, I feel like that's already a thought that, you know, an experience that people have and they don't realize that it's because they healed a part of themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if it's like with my chart, like my Leos, my big three, they don't change. But when I do heal my Leo, and as I have been healing my Leo, my Leo itself was still able to come out. I'm still a Leo at the end of the day, but it's a different experience. So just because, you know, your big three didn't change, that doesn't mean it's not the same experience. You're still healing that aspect of yourself, but it becomes even brighter. Your Leo shines even more.
Yep, exactly. So let's go on to Serenities.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about your tropical and verdict.
So I'm a Leo sun, Taurus moon, Scorpio rising. Okay. I'm a triple fixed. Yeah.
Wow.
Super stubborn, super rambunctious, super out there. I'm just glad mine doesn't change, because oh my god, I'd be going crazy. Like, you're telling me I'm a Cancer, not a Leo? You know, I'd be going nuts. I would have to really study myself. And I feel like, you know, my life would probably be a bit more complex with different, like, learning situations, because I feel like being that Lonnie's big three changes, I feel like her life path was a bit more, like, complex in terms of her personality and having to heal that part. And now she's able to fully express herself, whereas with me, it's simple. It's like, I just got to be good with my Leo, and I'm going to be good, and I'll be able to be comfortable and confident. Whereas I didn't have to heal a different part of my astrological self to welcome in this new version of me, you know, like it's still me, but a healed version. So once I heal my Leo, I'm good. You know, once I heal my Taurus moon, I'm good. Once I heal my Scorpio moon, I'm good. You know, but the differences in my chart, I have my Mercury in Virgo in tropical, my Venus in Virgo in tropical, and then I have in Vedic, it's both of those are Leos. So in my internal world with my Virgo, I'm very used to, you know, thinking through things and, you know, and that, I feel like growing up, I was very quiet and very insecure and very, definitely a very much so unhealed Virgo Mercurian, because I would never communicate anything at all. I was terrible at that. I shut down all the time. It drove me into a literal depression. You know, I don't know what that was, but it made sense. You know, now that I'm so bold in the way that I speak and the way that I communicate and how confident I am being that, you know, now that I've healed that part of my Mercury and Virgo, I'm able to truly, you know, express and communicate myself the way that, you know, I'm supposed to. Supposed to or not, like, the way that this is all set up, it's supposed to look like a learning experience. So just because, you know, you have an unhealed part of yourself with your inner world, with your tropical astrology, you know, it doesn't mean like that it's wrong or it's that it's weird. It just means, and that's what I want the people to really know is like, encourage yourself. Like, even if you're a Mercury in Cancer or something, you know, that's okay. Like, don't feel, you know, uncomfortable with being a Cancer. Cause it's in a lot of cases, people, you know, can feel uncomfortable when it switches and they're like, ooh, sit with that feeling, sit with how uncomfortable it makes you feel. Cause I definitely felt that feeling of uncomfortableness when I knew I was a Leo. And I told you, I'm so headstrong with Vedic astrology, or I was. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm, you know, I'm embracing that both are real, I'm thinking in so many different ways, you know. So, you know, definitely getting back into it. Growing up, it was very, very, very hard for me to communicate at all. You know, I don't know if an unhealed Virgo would deal with that and experience that, mm-hmm. but I definitely struggled with that. It took learning how to, I had to teach myself words, bigger words. And I feel like growing up, I had that in my brain, like no more of vocabulary, know mm-hmm. how to speak, know how to articulate yourself, know how to articulate your thoughts and your feelings. Mm-hmm. Like I was really teaching and integrating that in my brain growing up. I remember that. Like if there is anything I know how to do and I'm anything confident of, one of the things that I will say is how I articulate myself. Mm-hmm. I know myself and I understand myself. So I'm grateful for my Virgo and Mercury being able to teach me that. But I feel like I've, in a way, because, you know, I'm a Virgo Mercury, I have the capabilities of knowing how to teach myself how to be more analytical, but if I wasn't a Virgo Mercury in tropical astrology, it wouldn't be my lesson to learn. I might mm-hmm. already know how to do that. Mm-hmm. If I was a different sign and it was like Capricorn to Sagittarius or something, I would have a different lesson to learn. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have our different lessons. So just because mm-hmm. I struggled with, you know, being more, you know, communicative and, you know, knowing how to articulate myself, you won't struggle with that. You'll have different struggles.
That was mine.
You know, yeah. So.
Yeah. I think with Virgo and Mercury, I mean, that's, you know, Virgo's happy. Sign, yeah. Virgo's happy in Mercury, right? Because we are all about communication. And for me, it was never really a not being able to communicate. It was that my communication could be very harsh, which caused me to really be more, let me hold myself back from
communicating. What's your Mercury sign in?
That is a great question. So we look at this real quick.
And
it's in Virgo.
I'm hitting the vape right now, so I'm sorry if I'm coughing. I hope you resonate.
So it is in Virgo for both charts.
Oh, it don't change.
And it doesn't change. So for me, it totally times makes two. Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've always been able to express myself. And I think for me, that lesson really came to how to communicate and how to express myself without being so... It's everybody else's fault. Everybody else needs to fix themselves. Everybody, it's like coming to that lesson of, you know what? Everybody has their thing they need to do. So I don't need to criticize.
And your son's in Virgo too.
I need, yeah.
So it makes sense. Your Virgo nature is to the T.
So for me, it's really about being able to stop criticizing people. And instead, let's understand who they are, love them for who they are, and be able to use my analytical skills through communication of how can I help. And again, that is another piece of me being a Virgo, is that helping, wanting to help, but also my Venus is in Cancer. So I am very much like want to provide comfort and knowledge, and I believe that my analytical mind really helps a lot of people to understand what they're feeling in a different light, rather than me trying to say, you don't need to be feeling that way because of da 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 da. Instead, I understand that you feel that way, but here is another way to look at that. and kind of giving that better way.
Because the way that you communicate and the way that you're trying to give love in that moment, the Virgo and the Cancer, they're kind of contradicting each other, because you got Earth sign, who's, you know, Earth signs are pretty stubborn in the way that they think and experience things, and Cancer is water sign, they're very flow-like. So it's like very, it can be combative how you're trying, but it's teaching you the things at the same time. It's teaching you what you were just, it's hitting notes, singing to my ears.
Love it.
I do, because even though like that is our signs, it's still teaching us so much. And it has a play on our outer world as well. The biggest lessons you're going to probably have to learn in life are going to have to deal with your Virgo nature. You know what I mean? If it takes a whole part of your personality, and that's okay, because we all have our different experiences, you know, and that can sound scary. I mean, when I first started getting into astrology, I was like, oh my God, like I'm this person, you know, and I'm like, wait a second, like we all, you know, we all have different types of personality traits and signs, and it can, I know I was highlighting on this area this earlier, but it can look a little scary. You know, I'm a triple fixed. That's that's intimidating enough, you know, and I don't, thank God my Taurus, my moon is in Taurus. I'm so glad, because my Leo nature, I know how rambunctious I can be, and my Scorpio nature with Scorpio rising, I'm like very observant, you know, when you first get to know me, and it doesn't change. Like my core personality, like it'll be consistent, you know, whether or not my Mercury can change. And that's the thing too. It changes based off of the situation. Healed and unhealed. But if you're having a bum day, or if you're just really tired, or like someone said something and now you got to like rethink and process or whatever, that can switch. Your style of communication can switch. It can switch from a more, you know, Mercury and Leo with me, you know, that's my Vedic, but I'm really loud and rambunctious. But that doesn't mean that I don't also express myself in an external way with my Mercury and Virgo. It can also depend on the environment. So, you know, yes, it is a part of the chart as well. And that's why I want to say I really don't think it's separate. I feel like Vedic and modern are blended lenses, like you were saying. I really like that term.
Can you feel my heart? Okay, awesome. So now we come into the second prompt for all of us out here, and we're going to touch on it right now. So when we look at tropical astrology, it reveals how you experience life from a psychological and emotional perspective, right? So that's how you experience life. We look at Vedic, which is reveals what happens to you and the spiritual lessons you face, right? So we're looking at two different aspects.
Okay. So I was about to get into it before we started recording, and I was like, you know what? No, we're not going to do that. We got to start recording right now.
Right now. We're not going to miss anything.
I can't, because I can't. I won't be able to repeat it in the same way. So it states that the tropical astrology reveals how you experience life from a psychological and an emotional perspective. My core three stay the same, and I want to kind of go into the differences. And so the differences in my chart are, you know, my Mercury and my Venus. So in an internal way with this tropical astrology, it definitely is situational, 100% situational. You know, the way that, you know, I go about communicating, you know, if it depends on how I perceive someone or how they perceived me, or I do kind of shut down and I have to go into my analytical brain and kind of think about it and process it. You know, it's happened many times. Lonnie's seen it, you know, and it happens out of nowhere. And that's my, it's still in a lot of ways my unhealed Virgo. And but it's at the same time, it's teaching me to go back into my, you know what, actually, I feel like I'm going to take that back real quick, because I feel like, yes, it's an unhealed. I am a little unhealed, but I feel like my Virgo is healed, and it's teaching me. It, like, I'm genuinely taking in the advice of my Virgo nature. And before, I don't think I even allowed myself, when I shut down, I think I would just react in my, you know, Leo, you know, way. Probably one of the main reasons why I was so reactive is because my Mercury's in Leo and my Vedic astrology, which is external experience. So I feel like I didn't really teach myself during those times to take a step back, to, you know, pay attention to what I'm saying and how I'm thinking. And I feel like that's what I'm doing right now. In the past couple of years, like, I've genuinely been teaching myself, whether or not that's just how I am, this is a more situational experience, okay? Mm-hmm. It is interpreted in so many different ways, which is why we have three different journal prompts for this, because mm-hmm. it's just blended lenses, okay? So the way, you know, the kind of the way that I've been communicating now in the past couple years now is me, my Virgo nature, really, I'm taking on the advice of my Virgo nature that is trying to teach me in those moments instead of just impulsively reacting. And I, the impulsive reaction, you know, that I learned is trauma-based, sure, but I feel like it has a lot to do with my Mercury in Leo, my unhealed Mercury in Leo, you know, with my Vedic. So I feel like in a lot of ways, the Virgo is just not only from a young age taught me how to communicate and, you know, articulate myself, but it, in this moment, it's teaching me real life shit. Like, it's teaching me how to communicate better, how to take a step back, how to be, you know, observant. And, you know, what's that word that y'all were, you and your, the tapping. When we were out that one night, and it was for your birthday, and discernment. I'm learning discernment right now. And I feel like I just don't have that. And I live in this like fairy tale world sometimes, and in my own world, like I'm in my own bubble, and I'm not aware of people. And I'm just childlike like that with my, you know, Mercury and Leo. But I feel like in these types of situations, it's just taught me in my emotional world, because that's the tropical, you know, just because it's Mercury and it deals with communication, it's your inner world, your emotional world. And this is how it goes with my communication style and how I take things, you know what I mean? Or when I do take it that way, how I go about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And that's true. Like you're mentioning the time that happened when we went out. And I totally understand where you're coming from and what you're saying when you're looking at your internal world and what's happening outside of you. Two totally different things that are happening, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of when we're looking at these two different ways of looking at astrology. Again, we're looking at the two aspects of ourselves and how and what these lessons are trying to do for both of us, mm-hmm. right? So for me, when I'm looking at these and we look at my sun and my, so we're looking at Virgo and Leo. When I look at what's happening to me on the inside, right, all my emotional perspective can be very analytical, where somebody on the outside is being very emotional. And sometimes I can't handle that in the past. I could not handle too much emotion being thrown at me because I would shut down. Literally would shut down to a point where it was like disassociating. I didn't know what was happening outside because I was so inside my head. And as that has also, and I've worked through a lot of that. And again, that is like, was trauma based, but I've worked on all of that. And now it's a very good balance of me understanding what's happening inside my brain and how I handle what's happening outside of me. And I think that now with the Leo aspect of myself being the, and I want to say this because to me, this is also a big piece of Leo. Leos are leaders, period. Like they just are. It's also a fire sign thing. I believe that fire is leading, right? And a Leo truly is.
Don't flatter me line. Now.
There you go, baby. There you go.
Give it to me.
The lion is truly the king of the jungle, right? Rawr. So I see that in that aspect of what I'm looking at and knowing now how to be able to voice myself in a way that really does bring that leader aspect of myself
once
out into the world. Once again. Yeah. I mean, and it kind of like, you know, goes also to our first prompt, right? So it is a balance between that. Oh, one she second, coughing. Lonnie. She coughing. She coughing. That hit was hard.
I didn't. It changed to red. I don't know when it changed to red, but it was not on red.
What's red?
That's the strongest.
Oh.
We can keep this in. I don't care. But yeah, it was on the blue setting, which is usually like chill, medium vibes, but this is high vibes. There you go. That one hurt a little. Sorry, guys. I'm so sorry, Lonnie.
It's all good. It's all good. We're here for it.
Continue.
So just being that Leo aspect of what's happening, what happens to you and the spiritual lessons you face, right? So that's the Vedic part. And in that piece is the Leo for me. And I realize that when we're looking at lessons going from how I am experiencing life on the internal and how that reveals to me what's happening outside in my lessons that are in my face. And it is true. Mm-hmm. Like the lessons in my face is time for you to step up, stop being in your head, mm-hmm. and time for you to speak your truth.
Is that not what Leo's teaching you too?
That is what Leo is teaching me.
Wow.
Straight up, that is what Leo is teaching me.
And that's what I love too, because even mm-hmm. though we're talking about just tropical right now and like how we experience it, when we're talking about it, it's like there's this faint energy of like what we need, and it's mm-hmm. like it's always the sign that it's always the Vedic sign. It's like mm-hmm. what you're working on with your Virgo, it was so strong. But it was, you needed that Leo coach in your life, yes. to get you back on your feet. But you didn't yep. even know it. It was just right there.
No, it was, right? I didn't even know it. And that's the other piece, right? So that's part of what we also want you guys to do. Dig into this truly, like look into your stuff. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could see that within your chart as well? As we have been seeing this mm-hmm. in our two charts.
And take your time with it too, because this is a lot of information. Mm-hmm. It is. And as we're talking about it, we're like perceiving it more and more, and we're understanding more ways to look at it in complex ways. The blended lenses that Lonnie is talking about, like it's all in the same thing. And it's just two words, right? Like tropical and Vedic, like it's just two words, but it has such a broad definition and broad way of looking at it. Don't mm-hmm. get all confuzzled and your brain spasm. Just take your time with it, you know. If it's too much, try again.
And there she is throwing in some words from that Virgo Mercury.
I know. And I'm so confident about it too. My Leo is like popping out at the same time my Virgo is. Here's all the things that you can do to help yourself with confidence and boldness while I'm speaking.
We love it. We're here for it.
We love it. Okay, so we're going to go into the third part of our little journal prompt. So for tropical astrology, this last one is truth here is about your mindset, feelings, and personal growth. With Vedic, its truth here lies in your destiny, timing, and soul's journey. And so this one is a little bit harder to wrap your head around. You got to really think outside the box. And so how I'm thinking about it with tropical astrology, I'm still just going to relate it with my, you know, my Mercury and my Venus, because these are differences in my chart. So for me, I feel like I feel like forever in my life, I will continue to have to learn how to take a step back, and that it's going to be a constant theme in my life where I'll have to, you know, reflect on my feelings and compromise with my feelings and compromise, you know, with how I perceive things, you know, with the tropical astrology. And even though I go about it in more of a Virgo way, and, you know, I feel like my whole life, I've always had conversations with people and situations with people where I've had to apply this, you know. And when it comes to Vedic astrology, it goes into, you know, truth here lies in your destiny, your timing, and soul's journey. my Leo. So I feel like I'm meant to speak. I'm meant to stand out. I'm meant to be bold. I'm meant to be brave. When I'm communicating. And so that's what I love about this podcast. Like, there's a reason why that it's such a big, complex thing in my chart, that I'm glad that there's a difference. I'm glad that I'm, you know, able to learn how to speak, and that probably speaking is going to be one of the biggest things that I learn in my life, communicating in general, because there's a divide in my chart. There's different lessons, different complex lessons that I'll have to learn, you know, different ways that my Leo builds me up and, you know, pushes me into a position where I am speaking, you know. And I feel like the highlighted differences in both of our charts, you know, play a big part in our role in this world. Mm-hmm. Like, when there's no differences, I feel like it's there and it's nice and it's fun. Mm-hmm. But when there is a difference, it's such a complex learning situation that it does kind of take over your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I can see that. Which, when I look at this, so I'm going to kind of talk about it in a different way for me, because I'm going to kind of reach into my looking at my Virgo, but in Sun, but also looking at my Moon in Capricorn. Mm. Because now what I didn't reveal before was that my Moon in Vedic is Sagittarius. And we're looking at a Leo and Sagittarius. So again, very
triple fire.
Very fire, right? It's all fire happening there. So when we look at the internal part of the mindset, the feelings, the personal growth, with Virgo being in my Sun and my Moon being in Capricorn, we're still very earth oriented there, right? So Virgo is mutable, Capricorn is cardinal. Right. So we're looking at those as in the tropical, right? That's my internal, the mindset, the feelings, the personal growth, right? So because Virgo is very much about, you know, understanding ourselves, making sure we're healthy. That is my mindset. I want to be healthy. I want to be able to take care of myself. Mm. We go into Capricorn, very much about wanting to, you know, personal growth. It's also very money oriented. We're coming up with ideas. We, you know, all of that is happening. But then we go into looking at Vedic, which is all about destiny, timing, and soul's journey. We're looking at Sagittarius, which is mutable. And then we're looking at Leo, which is cardinal.
Fixed.
Oh, fixed. That's right. Yep. It's fixed. Okay, so Leo
you
is
you have
fixed.
All three,
dude,
by the way.
That's so freaking insane. Is that not crazy? And then mutable. So again, we're looking at a lot of freaking changes that are happening that go between the two of my internal and external.
So would you say that you had a lot of complex, different life learning situations?
Yes.
Because I feel yeah. That's a lot, girl.
that just comes into that play of my personal growth, my soul's journey. When I look at everything that I've done in the past and everything that's happened to me, I have had, and I say this all the time, I've had every job you can possibly imagine.
Yeah.
I'm
versatile, baby.
I've had every trauma that you can define.
Yep.
So it's like that, right? So we're looking at my internal growing is so important to me.
And that, and with all the trauma that you do have, mm-hmm. and, you know, the differences in your chart and that bringing on complex situations just in general, mm-hmm. that plays, whether or not, like, trauma is a big part of, you know, an unhealed zodiac sign.
Right.
Very big part.
Yes.
If you have a two-parent home and, you know, they raised you well, like, you're probably not going to resonate with a lot of the unhealed aspects. Mm-hmm. But this is for both kinds of people, mm-hmm. Healed and unhealed.
Absolutely.
It's just diving a bit deeper.
Yes, exactly. Because you still really want to know what your soul's journey is. What is your destiny? What is the timing that's going to happen, right? And when I look at that, I really do see that for me, for my destiny, being a Sagittarius, it really is about being free, being out there, being able to experience everything in the world.
Being able to express yourself in a more free way and feeling the unshackled by, you know, the unhealed aspects of, you know, being traumatized and having a Capricorn moon. Because I do feel like, you know, Earth moons probably have a really hard time figuring out what the fuck they're feeling and thinking, just in general. I'm an Earth moon and I struggle with that. So I totally get that. But I feel like, because of your complex life situations and your complex, you know, learning moments, the Sagittarius, you know, moon and Capricorn moon, like, it's almost like your Sagittarius is a bridge, you know, for your Capricorn to kind of, you know, not feel so stuck and be able to communicate freely. But that was a big lesson. So whether or not, you know, I communicate and I feel things in a Capricorn way, it's not just solely about that. It's about life experiences and life situations. This is so... It doesn't only play a part of your, you know, personality. That's cool.
That's right. Exactly. And I see that now because I've always wondered about that aspect of my life and why the Capricorn moon, I was never full on and, you know, felt like I was a full Capricorn. Because I have a lot of people that I know that are Capricorns and they're very... stubborn and rigid. It's like but I don't necessarily have that in my in a lot of my mindset. I'm very free.
Had to build that.
I had to build that aspect of I need to be free, and really to understand a piece of myself helped that piece of me helped me be able to move through a lot of the things that I've had to overcome throughout my whole journey.
And the things that you've had to overcome are the same things that you had to struggle with as personality wise with your Virgo Capricorn or your moon in Capricorn or your sun in Virgo.
Yep.
And then that fire sign coming in and being a strong leader and being like, hey, you got this. Like, let's get through this. You need to work on this. Let's be more confident. You know you need to. It's because of situations are going on around you that are causing you and pushing you to be, whether or not it is, which is so cool. I love this. Like, yes, she's a Virgo sun and a Capricorn moon, and this is just how she is, but it's also situations that made her that way.
Yeah.
And so that's where the, you know, our Vedic comes in. It's just like, come on, let's get out of this, you know, energy, you know, like it's like a Sims game or something. Like, choose your personality.
That's right.
Oh my god.
But I just thought that was just the coolest thing to think about when we're looking at this last prompt was really I could see that bridge between these two signs.
And then I really wanted to look at mine real quick because I know that I don't know if my Mars change. Yeah, my guys, this is actually crazy. So my Venus goes from Virgo to Leo, tropical Vedic. Mars goes from Leo to Cancer. I didn't really go into it because I just feel like what we're talking about is just to really to help you guys, you know, learn yourselves and go out there and research yourselves. But I really want to say, out of everything we've been talking about, I haven't related more with both signs than I ever have in this moment. This is the moment. Like, I really do feel like with my Venus and my Mars, like it has been a major life lesson. Guys, help me. Help me. All right. It is. Look at me communicating. Yeah. I'm struggling. It's okay. You know, when there are differences in your chart, pay attention to that because that'll depend on really how your life went, you know, like with my Virgo switching to Leo with my Venus, I really feel like I have struggled with relationships. I have struggled to learn how to, you know, be myself and be more free and, you know, take action and, you know, be confident and bold in that as well. You know, that Virgo comes in. It makes you overthink. It makes you, you know, especially if you're unhealed, especially if you are. If you're healed, well, you have different lessons to learn, you know what I mean? And, you know, your differences in your chart have a part to play, but it's even a bigger part to play if you're unhealed, and it teaches you so much. Like my Vedic, I feel like my Vedic Leo really stepped in and helped me learn how to be more confident and learn how to be more bold in making choices. And with my Mars, like I was so rambunctious and chaotic as a child. Like, yes, I was very emotional and very depressive. And, you know, you should look up what it feels like to be a Mars in Cancer. You don't want to be, okay? I mean, okay, and see, that's my issue. I was talking about this earlier. Like, I struggle with, I'm a Moon in Taurus, come on. Double. Tropical and Vedic, okay? So I'm very stubborn in the way that I think and feel about things. So for me to know that I'm probably going to have to compromise with my Cancer Mars and allow myself to be more sensitive and allow myself, you know, to be more compromising and nurturing to my sensitive freaking Leo. You know, I have a lot to say. And, you know, with my Mars and Leo, like, you already know what I'm saying, dude. Like, it's a lot. And I used to be very intense. I had an Aries mother, okay? Like, that also has your mother. Look up your mother's sign and your parents' sign. That also has a play in, you know, how y'all interact with each other and, you know, how situations come into your life. You know, it's it's all a part of a bigger plot. And, you know, we're just, I don't, tiny little chess pieces. And I don't know who's playing this game, but I want out. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's okay. It's okay, guys. And Mars in Cancer is not that bad. It can get a little sad, but that's why it's a big lesson for me, especially, you know? So,
I just,
it's okay, guys.
I just wanted to say, like, for me, this is all, these are all about us learning, right? So our soul's journey, and that again is really what Vedic is showing us, is what our soul's journey is for me, and my belief is for this time of our earth experience, our human experience. So I feel like that is a big piece for us to look at, is what are we here to learn right now.
Take a look at your chart and it'll probably tell you, you know, like, if it says your Mercury is in Virgo, and then you have a lot, if you are unhealed Virgo, then you probably have a lot to learn. And if there's differences in your tropical and your Vedic astrology with your Mercury, take a look at that. You might have more complex ways of needing to learn how to communicate, similarly to how I do. You know, and it's okay that it's complex. It's going to be. And the more that you embrace it, and the more that you, you know, remember that it's not, it's never an issue. It's always an experience. And it's a beautiful experience because you learn so much and you are capable. You are capable. It might seem and feel uncomfortable or weird at first to know that we got shit that we need to work on, you know, and excuse my language. I apologize.
Oh my goodness.
I know, right? I'm cussing on.
Oh my.
Cussing on them. It's not, it can be scary at first, but you don't have to feel uncomfortable with, you know, some uncomfortable truths. Like, sure, if you struggle with a little bit, that's okay. Let that Leo shine in and give you that confidence, you know. That's the whole point of knowing the differences in our chart.
Yeah. And I mean, even being in that uncomfortable space is also the piece of you being able to grow. And isn't that what we all want to be able to do here as we're learning about these different astrological ways of looking at the stars and understanding our personalities, is for us to learn, for us to grow, and for us to be our best selves and be on our best soul's journey of where we're going and how we can live and live our best life.
Thanks for wandering the cosmos with us today. Laying our charts side by side reminded us that no system tells the whole story. Each one reflects a unique facet of who we are.
Whether you lean into tropical or feel called to Vedic, what matters most is the wisdom that resonates with your soul's journey.
If today's conversation lit up a spark for you, share your chart insights, questions, or revelations. We'd love to hear what you've discovered.
You can always find us on socials or drop us a message. We're here for your deep dives, your curiosities, and of course, your hazy thoughts.
Until next time, trust your path, follow your vibe, and keep your heart open to the sky.
Sending you love, clarity, and high vibes.
Bye.